Fireweed Poems by Cliff Crego. There is a flower which does not fade. It's not in heaven, not made of jade. It's a flower which roots in love with rainbow petals in the sky above. Part 1. White Oak. The sound of a farmer knocking on the wood of his kitchen table. You can hear the fact that the truth of love is never lost. Physical things, some precious, some more like habit, come and go. But the sound of knuckles on worn wood somehow remains the same. His grandfather made it, his father made it, and knowing full well his wife no longer hears it. In the neighbors and houses standing in fields they once farmed together do not care to hear it. He makes it now, alone. Then he stops, listening, looking down into his morning coffee. His father used to tell him the story of how, when the settlers first came here to clear and plow the land, what enchanted the natives most was the taste of their sugar. As a boy, he always wondered by what sound, by what word, they would have called it. The sound of voices. Thank God for radio. The price of soybeans and corn. White oak. The straight, tight grain of long, dry summers. Black wormholes that a man of words might ponder. All the polish of work that breathes, folding into the rich fields of the present moment. He touches the wood, still hearing his grandfather's voice preaching to his father. Even God's got to have a stick with two sides. They were talking about the government then. War, freedom, money. Some things are always the same. Taking the metal cup off the cooking stove, spirits rising with the smell of boiling black coffee, he shakes his head and asks out loud of himself, when the cup is broke and no more use, where does the circle go? He can still hear them laugh. That's how they talked. Sweets are always the first things missed and the last to be forgot. Lovegrass. A spray of amethyst, more texture than flower. When one finally sees it, one asks, why hadn't he seen this before? An unvoiced purple whisper trailing along the deep greens of a well-kept path, looking for signs. Which way could she have gone? Is it possible that even this tracery of joy must wither and let go? Finding no solace in the irregular breath and tumble of the coming winds. A mallow of wet places. Sharp-toothed calyx, the sheath which protects the ripening petals rosy pink. Which flower might open today? To what heavenly bodies might it align itself? The cattails do not seem to ask, but stand their ground, tall, straight, erect blades. Sandbur. Continuous blessing, feet moving lightly, swiftly, over soft, yielding earth. Skin of souls reading texture like eyes touching the storyline seen in the bark of many trees. The simple thought of something sharp, painful. These possible futures hidden in the dark brown of dried grass. Oh, so careful, child. Don't let it take away this joy. Crabgrass. Four or five digits, the splayed fingers of an outstretched hand. driven to the periphery of tightly cropped, well-fed urban meadows. How the violets, mossy and yellow flowers of spring, wish to return, showing us that someone has given up all the fighting and let their hair go wild again. Gestures, shaped even if ever so slightly, by much sun, sparse rain, and the curious, fickle ways of a prairie wind. Omphalos. They released two golden eagles from the far corners of the earth and knew that where they would come together and touch wings, there they would find the center of their world. Sometime after the performance is over, lean your ear carefully against the wall of the concert hall and let it speak to you. It is possible that the wood holds within itself the countless subtle movements of all past performances, all sounding together at once as silent echoes within echoes within echoes. Perhaps it is this resonance of the past that reaches out to touch and inform the present moment. Space. The silence of the blank page from which the sound of words emerges. Space. The violin on the table, not yet tuned, but we already sense the almost manifest shape of all past and future concerti. A child might touch it and hear the wind moving through the crowns of trees in a distant forest. Forest. Wood. Space. The master carpenter travels with his two young apprentices from village to village. They go on foot and are welcomed everywhere. With luck, they will help you build your home. It will last 1,000 years. Wood, forest, space. But where shall we place it? The mark of the Omphalos. We see it even at a great distance. Erect, standing straight up into the air, artifact of a proud geometry. What was here before this city was built? Does it always begin with the placement of but a single stone? Terra omnes terra, in exaltatione terra. Surely the river remembers, and perhaps the older solitary trees, placed and planted by others long ago, ask the same question. You see it in the way their powerful branches weave themselves into the surrounding air and protect it and offer a sanctuary. Let us go then together, slowly, hesitantly, from tree to tree, you and I, from tree to tree, crossing swiftly fences and wires in wide, noisy, dangerous roads. Surreal city, we pause and listen to the sound. From a distance, the mark of the Omphalos, artifacts of ruler, triangle, and square, nets, grids thrust out upon the world, bold gestures cut in stone. In exaltatione omnes terra. Unreal city, unreal. Space. The orchestra of strings stops to tune and tune again, sensing the hushed sway of trunks in a distant forest. Space. Where should we place our man of stones to mark where others have gone before us? And who have disappeared in this city. Mark of the Omphalos. Not a monument, no supernaturally proportioned horse or artist or military man, but a dream, surreal city, of many who rose to speak as one, of freedom and with great urgency, and at that moment the sound of all creation passed through their voice. Unreal city. Long before, the ancients knew that images of gods could never be brought down to earth. Omnis terra exalted. We stand on a bridge above a highway, all highways together, listening to that sound. One breath of the bow in the symphony sounds out into voices of pure silver and glass. Et in secula seculorum, but a dream, city, but a dream.